Hi, and welcome to Math and Musings. I'm Mike O'Connell, creator of Math and Musings, and your host. Stay tuned for 15 minutes of science, politics, news, and opinion. In other words, Math and Musings. Today's date is Friday, April 14th, 2023. This is Season 3, Episode 15 of our show. And here's where I insert the new thing. Like, it's become a thing that I always have to say something at least mildly amusing about the numbers involved in the date and the episode number. So this is the best I got. Okay, so it's 4/14/23, and it's 3.15 as far as the episode goes. It's the numbers 1 through 5. You're only using the numbers 1 through 5 when you write out the date and the episode number. It's a stretch. Then again, it's always a stretch. That's kind of what makes it amusing. As I welcome you to the program today, I should be welcoming myself. I feel as though it's been forever since I was doing a sort of current episode. Last couple weeks, like you could tell, like obviously I recorded them ahead. Last week I was talking about the NCAA tournament, not even knowing who won. Well, now I know who won. UConn. Okay. Connecticut. And I refer to them on the blog as, you know, being part of the, you know, the glitterati of college basketball now, even though I never think of UConn that way. And even when I was a kid, they were like one of the smaller schools in the Big East. And I mean, like, as far as like literally the size of it and the prestige, they weren't there. They weren't Syracuse or Georgetown or St. John's and Villanova, you know, and many championships later. That, Connecticut's got more than all of them. Connecticut's got 5 in the last 25 years. Like, they have reached blue blood level. I put this on the blog that there's only 3 schools that have won more championships than Connecticut now: UCLA, Kentucky, and Carolina. And those 3 schools, during the time in which UConn has won 5, those 3 schools combined have won only 4. Like, UConn's won more than all of them put together. They have reached a new level. And in deference, I am considering changing my name from Michael O'Connell to Michael UConnell. Thinking about that one. No longer confused with the territory in Canada either. It's not the UConn. It's UConn. Anyway, congratulations. And congratulations, Jon Rahm, Masters winner. I enjoyed watching the Masters this past weekend. Seeing Tiger make the cut, barely, but still Tiger making the cut. That was his 23rd in a row at the tied a record. However, it had to withdraw due to injury. Now, I think the making the cut still holds up, I think. I'm not sure. I'll have to consult the Google or something on that one. Like, does that record still hold? And anyway, and speaking of old guys, I love seeing Phil Mickelson go low on Sunday with a 65. And, I thought that score was going to hold up. Like, if a couple guys stumble, Phil could have been in contention there to win another green jacket at age 52. That would have been great. And as it was, tied for second, not bad. And Jon Rahm deserved to win. Played solid on the back down. You have a lead, and you don't give it up. That's how you do it. So, and then the other thing I wrote down, proving that I'm sort of in real time here, that I wrote down, okay, Nationals bad. Yeah, I could have told you that at the beginning of the season. Like, well, they lost 7 out of their first 10 games. Okay. I probably could have guessed that one. But anyway, we're now in the final stretch run here. You're wondering, like, well, what would I do on my spring break? I said I was going to Arizona. I did. And it was beautiful. Obviously, a great time was had by all members of my family. I always forget this. You travel out west, and I'm watching, well, among other things, the NCAA tournament. It's, you know, when I was a kid, it was always like staying up late on that Monday night, first Monday in April. And here the games are almost ending at midnight, whereas out in Tucson, Arizona, games ended at 8:38. The game ended, and like my son's still awake. We're going to get to see the end of this thing. And, you know, baseball game starting at 10 in the morning. I think it's great. I'm not quite there yet. I'm not quite ready to retire out to Arizona yet. But, man, I'm getting on that schedule, and I'd be okay. Like, someday I'll be the old man who's thinking that, geez, the baseball game ran until 8:30 at night. Geez, you know, I usually go to bed at 8. I'm going to be that guy. I'll fit right in. I mean, I'm already wearing sweaters in hot weather. It's like, it's 100 degrees. Yeah, I'm still going to wear a sweater today. It's a dry heat, they say, out there. Although it wasn't hot every day while we were out there. It was hot a few of the days, and then final day, of course, the day that we'd be headed to the Arizona Sonora Desert Museum. They call it a museum, but it's more like a outdoor zoo / exhibits. You're walking among desert animals. Don't worry, there are fences and such. That it was cold. And you're up in the mountains too, and it's like it was colder in Arizona than it was in Virginia. Like towards the end of spring break, it got hot. Like summer happened already where I really live in Virginia. Like I had to come home to warm up. And speaking of coming home, now I will say, here's the Houston update. I mentioned the city of Houston every time somehow. And I said, after I sort of put the curse on them with the Math and Musings jinx, I put the curse on the Houston Cougars a few weeks ago. I was worried that my connecting flight would be coming through Houston as I was coming home. I was a little bit nervous about that. Well, as it turned out, I never made it to Houston. There were storms through the Midwest and, you know, Tornado Alley and such coming down in Texas, and everything was delayed. We ended up going, this is crazy, so picture where Arizona is. I live on the East Coast. My connecting flight ended up being through San Francisco, which makes absolutely no sense. It's like, first of all, you're going the wrong direction. Second of all, it's like, it could not be farther out to the west. Like, this was totally wrong. But somehow, that was going to get me home faster than traveling the, like, correct direction across the country. It was my son's first time to California. Anyway, that counts, by the way. When you change planes somewhere, that counts. It's like either changing planes or driving through. Just flying over doesn't count, but driving through or you stop at the airport or something, that counts. My son is up to 13 now states. He's ahead of his age. I fell behind my age recently. I've been stuck at 38 states for a while now. Like for a while, I was trying to keep up with my age. I am now 38 plus in my age. I've only been to 38 states. Got to get to a dozen more. Anyway, when I got back, and it was like, well, what do you do on spring break when you're an adult? Well, a couple of medical appointments. You have the HVAC guy come. You have a plumber come. You know, played a couple of gigs. Like, I filled my time. And then it ends with Easter. And if you're non-religious, like, Easter's just about the candy, right? No reason but for candy and treats and such. And one of my hobbies in life, one of my interests is searching for, finding, and enjoying unusual snack items. So here's your list if you haven't seen this elsewhere. So there's three, to me, slam dunk Easter candies one must pick up every Easter season, whether you celebrate the holiday in a religious fashion or you're just celebrating about the candy, which, let's face it, that's most holidays for me. Anyway, so the Reese's Pieces eggs, to me, like, yeah, you can get Reese's Pieces all year round, but the eggs, now here's like your math lesson for today, the eggs have a different ratio of peanut butter to chocolate. If you're talking about the, you know, the egg shape on your standard Reese's cup, that's barely moving the needle for me. Like the ratio peanut butter to chocolate, you might be getting a little more peanut butter on that, but to me, it's just the Reese's cup in the shape of an egg. Now the Reese's Pieces in the egg shape, you're getting like three times as much peanut butter on there. I don't know what the exact ratio is of peanut butter to chocolate. It's like it goes from a 2-to-1 to a 6-to-1 ratio of peanut butter to chocolate. So definitely pick up the eggs, Reese's Pieces eggs, similarly shaped product and container, you want to get those robin's eggs, like the, you know, the, they're basically a Whopper, you know, with the thin chocolatey coating. The robin's egg, painted pastel colors, springtime colors, of course. Robin's eggs, why can't we get those all year round? And then the Cadbury cream eggs. And there's a few different ones of those. Now, I like the traditional Cadbury cream egg. Why I'm not able to purchase those all year round, I couldn't tell you. They're fantastic. Whoever came with the Cadbury cream egg, like S-tier candy right there. Now, things you can get all year round include Peeps. Some people tell you, like, oh, you know, the Peeps, that's your Easter candy. But you can get Peeps all year round. Like, maybe they come out with some different varieties when it is Easter time. But you can get those all year round. So, yeah, I mean, I get Peeps, like, once a month anyway. Well, why not? I get a springtime one. So that's a sort of on the Easter list. Now, couple that had absolutely nothing to do with Easter, though I stumbled across these things. One was gifted to me, and I appreciated the, all right, M&M's got a caramel cold brew coffee. Like, when you, first of all, when you have that many adjectives in front of your candy, you know this is going to be good. But, like, dang if it doesn't taste like cold brew coffee. There's caramel mixed in there. I mean, all M&M's are good. Have you ever had a bad M&M? Seriously. This was good. This was good, and I appreciated trying that one. And it's not too coffee-flavored. I mean, like, it's, you know, I wouldn't give my son coffee, but, you know, coffee-flavored M&M. Sure. And anyway, things that kids are drinking these days called coffee. It's not really coffee anyway. These things are basically milkshakes. And that you're eating it as a candy, well, that just... there's no disguise anymore. This is just candy. And then topping it all off, this was while out in Tucson. My son and my wife and I, we're in a mall. They still have those things out there. They don't really sell products anymore. They basically have been taken over by, you know, food courts and escape rooms. That's what malls are now. You don't need a mall to buy a product anymore. There's this thing called Amazon. Just buy something on Amazon. But for an experience, or, you know, for escape room or a dining, go to a mall. And of all things, there was an FYE. Remember FYE? Like, talk about 20th century shopping for your entertainment. Like, here's where I'm going to buy my CDs in 1995. That's where I bought most of them. There was still an FYE. And now it's just, like, novelty items of various stripes. Like, some electronics and then some, like, unusual t-shirts like a Spencer's, and then unusual food items, like the kind of things, like random things you would find at like a Dollar General, and then some unusual foreign items too. And my son picked up one. He's like, Daddy, we must have this. Ridiculously overpriced, but worth every penny. He's like, this is the only souvenir I need of this trip. I'm like, okay, what do you got? Pringles, sweet mayo cheese Pringles. This is actually a thing. Sweet mayo cheese. And luckily that part was in English. That they translated. I'm looking at the side of the package and it's like, I don't even recognize these characters. Like, never mind that I don't understand the language. I don't know half of these characters. Like, this is not the alphabet that I know. I don't know what these are. The word Malaysia was on there. That word was in English, and there was some English translations about the, like, caloric information and such, but the word Malaysia's on there, but whatever language they speak in Malaysia, Malaysian? I don't know. That was the language on there, and then the home base for this product, I suppose, the sweet mayo cheese Pringles. You know, it tasted like sweet mayo cheese, and again, have I ever had a bad Pringle? Nah, probably not. They're all kind of delicious, and yeah, that was our treat to self souvenir of our journey. Spring break to Arizona. I spent spring break in Arizona, and all I got was this can of Pringles. Sweet cheese mayo Pringles. Anyway, a great time was had by all, as I said. So I hope you've enjoyed our 15-minute recap here. I've enjoyed doing it. And I will see you again, see you on the radio next Friday. In the interim, and to get more math and musings, well, you can head to MikeO'ConnellJr.com.